Hello, everybody. Welcome to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory in Vancouver at the University of British Columbia. My name is Mia. This show is called Particles and Waves. I apologize for the hiatus last week. It was very much unexpected, but I'm back. And I really just want to play good music, decently happy music, and yeah, kind of celebrate, you know, it's the first proper day of this new school year, and I don't know. I don't really have a huge theme planned out for this particular show. You know, having an eclectic show means that I get to play around with theme and with subject matter and all sorts of different things, but sometimes you just have to play an hour of pretty awesome music, so I'm going to do just that. And I want to start with a track that I discovered a few weeks ago. I was, for reasons that aren't really important, trying to research 90s music. And I grew up, like, I was a kid in the 90s. I was ages, like, 1 to 10 or 11 in the 90s. So I had a passing kind of knowledge of 90s music in that way that kids and preteens sort of do, where, like, I remember my friend having a Chumbawamba CD, and I definitely bought Prozac and, like, you know, stuff like that. But I realized, like, I really don't have. I came of age in the 2000s. You know, I was an early teenager in the early 2000s. I really had very little knowledge of 90s music. So I went digging down a rabbit hole, and I discovered a band called Primal Scream, which sounds like kind of a screamcore, you know, metal band, but they're not. They're a British sort of indie rock band that rode that wave of, you know, neo-psychedelia and indie pop from, in the 90s that, yeah, was sort of the same as Jesus and Mary Chain and Stone Roses and a couple of other things. And they only broke through in the States a little bit. I couldn't find any real data on how big they were in Canada, but their most famous, I guess, song was also one that I ended up relying on quite a bit last week to get me through some rough times. It's from their album Screamadelica. Again, something that sounds like it should be a really hardcore metal album, but I think you guys are going to be extremely surprised if you haven't heard the song Moving On Up yet. So I will leave the contents and the tone of it as a bit of a surprise, but it'll be pretty obvious really quickly. After that, I've got one of my favorite tracks from White Horse's latest album, as well as something from the Fast Romantics, and much, much more. So enjoy, stay tuned, and welcome to Particles and Waves.
I was blind, now it's so blasé. She's a stoner, you're a taker. She's a muse, she's a faker, and you like it that way.
And the way.
Welcome back to Particles and Waves. That was a track called Kids Without a Country by Canadian band Fast Romantics off of their album American Love, which is really, really good, and I recommend you check it out. Before that, Nighthawks by White Horse off of Panther in the Dollhouse, and Moving On Up by Primal Scream off of Screamadelica. I have been waiting for the full album release of this next artist for well, what feels like forever, for a couple of weeks anyway. Her stage name, what she goes by, is Gordy, and she's an Australian artist that I heard a few of her singles and her previous sort of releases, and, you know, waiting for this first, you know, real debut LP to drop. It's called Reservoir, and I tore through her entire back catalog waiting for this full album, and it really doesn't disappoint. And it doesn't disappoint because Gordy sounds like what I wanted Imogen Heap to end up ultimately being. She really captures that electronic and pop marriage in that really haunting, really, really emotional way that made, you know, stuff like Hide and Seek by Imogen Heap so incredibly powerful before it became way overplayed. If you ever actually go back and listen to Hide and Seek, it's a very good song. It just got way overdone. And but yeah, Gordy, all of her stuff in this album is just phenomenal, and it strikes that right tone. So I've been really enjoying it. I hope you will too. After that, I've got a track from Sheila Veerkamp as well called First to Go.
Know you think you know me better, standing where you are. But I am trying to tell you that I don't know where you are. Do you feel bigger? Do you feel better now? 'Cause I don't feel better now. Thank you.
cannot see. I won't ever take it from you now. Take it from you now. In all the light we cannot see. I won't ever better than you now. I'll know better than you now. I'll know better than you now.
Want to know what's up at UBC? Read the UBC. It's only the largest student newspaper in Western Canada, and it's written and edited entirely by UBC students. The UBC is your source for on-campus news, culture, and sports. New editions come out every Monday and Thursday. For breaking news as well as amazing videos and blogs, check out ubc.ca.
Second Wednesday of the month from 6 to 9 is Women in Career Night at the Bike Kitchen. Bring your bike and give it some love in this safe and positive space for anyone who identifies as female or queer. Come learn how to fix your own bike with the help of a female or queer identified mechanic and volunteers. Plus, there's free pizza. Visit bikecoop.ca for more information.
La-di-da-da.
You just heard a track called Sheep, Crook, and Black Dog by Offa Rex from The Queen of Hearts. Offa Rex is a side project by the Decemberists. They approached a singer-songwriter named Olivia Cheney to be the singer on this project, and it's really, really great. I have mixed feelings about the Decemberists. I know I probably should like them more than I usually do. I really like Offa Rex. Before that, First to Go by Sheila Veerkamp off of her album Lapis, and All the Light We Cannot See by Australian singer Gordy from her album Reservoir. I have talked many, many, many times about the quality of 2017's music, and there are still a couple of releases that I'm really looking forward to that we don't have quite yet, and Stars is definitely one of them. They are dropping their album, which is called There Is No Love in Fluorescent Light, and they're doing it in October, but they've started to do the singles release, you know, the dropping singles here and there. They just released one called Real Thing, which is stunning. I love it. So I'm going to play that for you. I've got a track called Skeletons by The Rifle after that, and then one of my favorite tracks by Declan O'Donovan after that.
Louder than the rest, you push your way through the crowd. You want your piece of the world.
Check yourself back up, baby. We're all cups on the floor. Strange seven dreams. to learn something new or make your own clothes? We've got you covered. Here at the AMS Knitting and Sewing Club, we provide you lessons on knitting, crochet, and sewing, and a space to craft your own projects and meet with other people that share your passions. Like us on Facebook at AMS Knitting and Sewing Club.
Tune in Sundays from 9 till 10 p.m. for bootlegs and B-sides with your host, Doran, for the finest in soul, dubstep, ghetto funk, and electro.
Give me water, I'll give you wine. Give you a miracle if you just give me time. Give me medicine and I'll fall in line. Keep the world under my thumb. How do you like feeling numb? I'm reckless with your love. Love left me alone. Don't ever leave me alone. I'm reckless with your love. Take it away. Give me a deeper shade of this city's autumn gray. Give me one reason to stay. Give me a reason not to go. You gotta need me not to go. I'm reckless.
Welcome back to Particles and Waves. That was a track called Reckless by Declan O'Donovan off of his album Broken Sky. Before that, Skeletons by The Rifle off of the album Anabasis, and Real Thing by Stars from the upcoming album There Is No Love in Fluorescent Light. Coming into the last 15-ish minutes of the show, and I've got a trio of really, really chill, very, very pretty songs. The first is by a Canadian artist that I have talked a big game about on this show because I really, really love her recent album. It's Lydia Ainsworth. Darling of the Afterglow is definitely on my list for like the top albums of 2017 at the moment. I started out feeling like all right to pretty good about it, and then I just fell head over heels in love. So I went back and started listening to her earlier stuff. She has an earlier album from 2014 called Right From Real. So this is a track off of that called Candle.
So it seems I wait for you to call the others, tell the name, to start the bother. Tell me all is that you know that it's alright. Never coming home. You know the end. You tell the name. Your bed won't bend. I gave them all an answer. So thank you.
Welcome back to Particles and Waves. That was Jadea Kelly with Good Girl off of her album Love and Lust. Before that, Always by Ravine off of the album, which is also called Always, and Candle by Lydia Ainsworth from her 2014 album Right From Real. I have 5 minutes left, which I did not expect to have left over, but that's awesome because it means that I get to play a surprise song. And the surprise songs are always so much fun because they are the ones where I could just kind of get to play stuff that I didn't expect. And usually it's stuff I really like. And in this case, it is Ali X and a song that she has called Hello. Thank you so much for tuning in to Particles and Waves. Please stay tuned for more awesome local campus content, and I will catch you all next week.
I'd heard goodbye, goodbye, over and over. I went hollow. I lost my mind. Life was a bitter pill to swallow. And though I wanted affection, I was tired of rejection. I kicked the habit. Yes, I put love on the shelf and agreed with myself. Thank you.